Hello, this is Lincoln, and I'll be reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, September 10th, 2026. Top of the front page, a night of recognition, Times-Republic Chamber announced 2026 award winners by Carla Waters, managing editor. The Times-Republic presented the Citizen of the Year and Lifetime Achievement Awards at the Watsika Area Chamber of Commerce Banquet September 2nd. The Chamber also presented its two awards at the banquet, which was conducted at the Homestead venue in Watsika. The 2026 Citizen of the Year is Phil Wilkie. The 2026 Lifetime Achievement Award winners are Tony and Dahlia Lausius. I hope I pronounced that right. The Chamber winners are American Legion Post 23 as the Community Impact winner and State Farm agent Kristen Vogel as the Chamber Spirit winner. Citizen of the Year. Longtime Watsika Community High School teacher Phil Wilkie was named Citizen of the Year. Times-Republic ad director Roberta Kempen read from the nomination form. Call Phil, otherwise known as Hey Wilkie, is a phrase heard throughout our community on a regular basis. It is a fitting phrase for a man who seems to always be willing to answer the call, whether it is from a student, a colleague, a family member, or our community. Phil Wilkie is our WCHS ag teacher and FFA advisor, but those titles hardly begin to describe the impact he has on the lives of others. He consistently goes above and beyond for his students, teaching them far more than what can be found on a screen or in a textbook. He teaches them how to work hard, how to serve others, how to take pride in what they do, and, perhaps most importantly, how to become good people. We can often walk into a school event and immediately recognize the Wilkie kids. They are respectful, they are helpful, they are engaged, they are present, they are laughing, working, enjoying themselves. That is a reflection of the example Phil sets for them every day. He teaches lessons that extend well beyond agriculture. He helps young people develop the skills, character, and confidence they need to succeed in life. What makes Phil truly deserving of this recognition, however, is that his commitment does not stop at the school doors. Phil gives 110% to his father, siblings, and their family farm. Despite those extensive responsibilities, he continues to find time to give back to the Watsika community. His service is selfless, consistent, and seemingly never-ending. When the community needs help, Phil is there for the work that needs to be done, the work that often happens behind the scenes and receives limited recognition. He helps set up for the Family Fest, builds archways for the drive-through light show, constructs games for the Park District Carnival, and unloads and hauls supplies for harvest days. Those examples barely scratch the surface of the countless ways he contributes to our community. And yes, majority of the time, his version of volunteering includes bringing along a six-pack of teenagers to get the job done a little faster, but that is part of what makes Phil's contribution so meaningful. He does not simply volunteer his own time. He creates opportunities for young people to experience the value of volunteering, teamwork, and hard work firsthand. His influence can be seen throughout the community and right back at WCHS, Metalcrafts, pork burgers, football popcorn, signs made for countless events, you name it, and there is a good chance Phil has had a hand in it. Then there is the WCHS FFA program he advises. The greenhouse, car shows, petting zoo, tractor repairs, auctions, contests, state conventions, national conventions, and countless other activities all require tremendous time, organization, patience, and dedication. Phil does not do all of this alone, nor would he ever claim to. Instead, he leads the way and gives his students the opportunity to learn by doing. And that is one of Phil's greatest gifts as an educator. He shows students the value of volunteering and hard work. He teaches them that sometimes success means dirt under your fingernails, grease on your jeans, and boots that are rarely clean. He teaches them responsibility, leadership, accountability, and pride in a job well done. He also has an incredible ability to make students want to be part of something bigger than themselves. Phil is a major reason many students choose to join FFA, including students who have no family background in agriculture. These students have found a place where they can learn, contribute, compete, travel, lead, and grow. They become proud FFA members because Phil has shown them what is possible. And somehow, Phil manages to travel with groups of teenagers, sometimes dozens of teenagers at once, to contests, conventions, and other FFA events. That alone deserves an award. But the true measure of Phil's impact is not the number of events he attends, projects he completes, or students he takes on the road. It is the people those experiences help create. Phil encourages all students, not just those in agriculture, to apply for FFA scholarships and take advantage of opportunities that can help shape their futures. He sees potential in young people and continually encourages them to recognize it in themselves. His involvement with his family, his students, and his community are all important building blocks of who Phil Wilkie is. At the heart of everything he does, however, is a genuine desire to help young people become good, capable, hardworking, and compassionate adults. That influence will extend far beyond their high school years. The lessons Phil teaches today will shape the futures of his students and, ultimately, the future of our community. Phil Wilkie does not simply teach agriculture. He teaches responsibility. He teaches service, he teaches perseverance, he teaches leadership, he teaches the value of showing up and doing the work. Most importantly, he teaches by example. Temple Grandin once said, "I cannot emphasize enough the importance of a good teacher." Phil Wilkie is that kind of teacher. For his extraordinary commitment to our students, his family, and our community, I am honored to nominate Phil Wilkie for Citizen of the Year. Wilkie said, I want to thank my co-teacher, Miss Davis. I want to thank my kids that are here and all the kids who do all the work for us and the parents who help the kids. The school lets me do what I do. I'll go in front of the school board and say, if you don't like what we're doing, tell me and we'll stop. So they give me the freedom to do that. That's your school and your administrators and school board, so thank you all there. The one thing I want to share with all of you, because you're the business and part of this community, he said someday he will retire, but one thing will make him the most proud. It is the scholarships that we started with our auctions. With our scholarships, we gave away $37,000 for kids to go to school at the high school last year. I want to give you all a round of applause because you're the ones providing the money, making the donation. That makes that happen for my kids. Thank you all. Lifetime Achievement. Kempen also presented the Lifetime Achievement Award to Tony and Dahlia Lausius. The nomination includes our nomination for the Lifetime Achievement Award as a couple, is a couple who quietly works behind the scenes to help make Watseka a better place. The husband was born in Vienna, Austria. When he was a baby, the family moved to Lithuania. Following family tribulations with the Russians, he came to the United States at the age of 16. He enlisted in the United States Army and served our country from 1951 to 1954. He attended the University of Illinois for a degree in engineering. There he met and married his wife of 71 years. Coincidentally, she was also from Lithuania. His career brought them to Watsika. The couple recognized the importance of Iroquois Memorial Hospital to the community and began 20 to 30 years of volunteering there. The hospital measures volunteer service in hours. He has over 2,500 hours serving weekly as a greeter and assistant at the front door. She has over 5,000 hours as a volunteer in the hospital gift shop. She has also supported the hospital auxiliary for many years. They are dedicated to the hospital and to keeping it in our community. 22 years ago, the husband joined Watsika American Legion Post 23 as an active member. For the past 20 years, he has served the post as its finance officer. There is a lot of paperwork involved with dues collection and fundraising projects. It is a major time commitment. He also serves as the finance officer of the American Legion Post 23 Park Board. His record keeping is meticulous and his dedication is well known. He found time to be an active member of Kiwanis from 1995 to 2014. A love of reading brought them to the Watsika Public Library. They were instrumental in starting Friends of the Library. They helped register the group with the state as a nonprofit entity. This allows the Friends to write and accept grants to support the library. He served as president from 2004 and has been treasurer since 2009. She served as president of Friends from 2004 to 2006. She helps with all book sales. They both continue as active members of the Friends board. Their dedication to this group is greatly appreciated. An achievement outside of their volunteer service was their four children, three girls and one boy, a doctor, an engineer, a physical therapist, and a lawyer. We are sure we have missed some service by this couple because they expect no recognition. Watsika is a better place because Tony and Dahlia Laukius choose to live here. We highly recommend them for the Lifetime Achievement Award. One special part of the evening was the chamber attendees singing Happy Birthday to Dahlia for her 90th birthday, which was that day. She was also presented with flowers from her friends and family. Community impact. Chamber Executive Director Amanda Hibbs said of the Legion, for years this post has been a heartfelt heartbeat of our town. They host the Run for the Wall. You may see them out selling poppies. They now set the tone for leading our parades. They host monthly meetings, and they also host a monthly veterans breakfast. They host annual events, such as their annual cash bash, fish fry, Easter egg hunt, and new with the last 2 years of hosting Family Day in the park on the 4th of July. They honor our veterans and their families with unwavering respect. They mentor our youth and support local education. They step up whenever our community faces a need by bringing people together with kindness and action. Their dedication makes our city a safer, stronger, and more caring place to live. Thank you for your continued service and your sacrifice and your leadership. Commander Rick Zebart accepted the award. On behalf of the American Legion Post 23, it is a great privilege to accept this award. The tradition of the American Legion has four key pillars. The first pillar is to help veterans and their families. That's something we take to heart. The second pillar is the spread Americanism and patriotism. We try to do that every chance we get. The other two tie in together. That is the youth in the community that we provide for them, and we also provide for community support. And through everybody who is in this room, in this wonderful community of Watsika, we have a lot of success at that park down on South 4th Street that is periodically Lakeview Park. Some of you may not realize this, but 2 weeks before Watsika Family Festival, we were flooded. Luckily, the Iroquois River accepted all the water, everything dried out, and we had a very successful weekend last week. He thanked the chamber, the festival committee, and everyone in the community for their support. Spirit Award. Chamber President Ashley Fink presented the Spirit Award to Kristen Vogel. "This recipient truly embodies the meaning of community spirit," said Fink. "Just 2 years ago, Kristen Vogel opened her State Farm agency in Gilman, and since day one, she and her team have lived out State Farm's famous motto, 'Like a good neighbor.' More than an insurance agency, Kristen's office is a place where customers are welcomed like family. Her team goes above and beyond to provide exceptional service and genuine care to everyone they serve. Kristen demonstrates that commitment through her actions. She has been there for customers at the scene of accidents. She's worked late into the night helping after storm damage. She consistently shows up when people need her most. She never misses a beat. Kristen is deeply committed to the community she serves. She actively supports local events, schools, and neighborhood programs, demonstrating her dedication to protecting and strengthening local families and communities. She is a local advocate for our chamber here at the Watsika Area Chamber of Commerce through her active networking and leadership. She has been a member of our board for only a year, but it seems like she's going on year 10. She jumped right in and immediately made a meaningful impact. She has volunteered or donated to our events, hosted our first ever networking event in Gilman, helping expand our presence in other communities as the Watsika Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber Spirit Award recognizes a business leader who goes far more than run a successful business themselves. Kristen does just that. Her and her family consistently show up for our communities and the Chamber. Fink thanks Vogel's family for also helping out. We get a package deal out of Kristen's office and her family while she is on our board of directors. We are very thankful for her unwavering commitment to our communities, her support of local businesses and organizations, and the positive impact she makes every day. It is my honor and privilege to present the Chamber Spirit Award to Kristen Vogel, your State Farm agent in Gilman. Vogel thanked everyone, noting she was surprised and thankful. "I love the opportunity to help people and make a difference in the community. I never wanted my agency to just be a place where people come for insurance. I wanted it to be a business that shows up, gives back, and supports people around us. I'm incredibly grateful for my team. They are all with me tonight, my family, our customers, and this community, for supporting me and allowing me to do what I love." There are so many businesses and individuals in our area who quietly give of their time, resources, and hearts to make our community better. So being recognized among them is more than I can say. Thank you to the Watsika Area Chamber of Commerce, and thank you to everyone who continues to support our small business and our community. I'm very proud to be so honored. And now there are three obituaries. First, Richard Rick S. Anderson, age 60, passed away peacefully on Tuesday, September 1st, 2026, following a courageous battle with cancer. Raised in Milford, Rick was a beloved son, brother, father, grandfather, and cousin who will be deeply missed by all who knew and loved him. He was preceded in death by his father, Richard G. Anderson. He is survived by his mother, Erica Anderson, his children, Cody Anderson, Kane Anderson, and Johanna Rutledge, his grandchildren, Rianne, Aiden, and Jace, his sister, Maggie Anderson, his sister-in-law, Andrea Park, and his beloved aunt, Jan Kelly, along with cousins and friends who cherish his memory. Rick was a graduate of Milford Township High School. He enjoyed spending time fishing and was a devoted Chicago Bears fan. His memory will live on in the hearts of his family and friends who will remember him with love and affection. Visitation will be on Wednesday, September 9th, 2026, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Knapp Funeral Home in Milford. A celebration of life will follow at 11 a.m., also at the funeral home with Reverend Brent Zastro officiating. Private burial with family will follow at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Milford. Vicki Sue Mayhew Selk, age 77, of Minooka, Illinois, passed away peacefully in her sleep at her home on Saturday, August 29th, 2026. A resident of Minooka for the past 21 years, Vicki was a devoted wife, mother, grandmother, daughter, and follower of Jesus Christ. Vicki was born May the 5th, 1949, in Waseca, Illinois, the only child of Donald and Willa May Ferry Mayhew. When Vicki was just 16 years old, she lost her father, whom she dearly loved. His loss affected her deeply and remained with her throughout her life. Her father affectionately called her Ichabod, a name that would later become Vicki's signature on her paintings, a lasting connection to the father she lost so young. She remained extraordinarily close to her mother throughout Willa May's long life and was a devoted daughter, caring for her mother until her passing at the age of 92. After attending Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana, Vicki married the love of her life, Lyle Selk. Together, they shared more than 57 years of marriage. During Lyle's service in the United States Navy, they lived in Waukegan, Illinois, Norfolk, Virginia, New Orleans, Louisiana, Boston, Massachusetts, and for three years, Athens, Greece. While living in Greece, Vicki became actively involved with the Protestant Women of the Chapel at the United States Air Force Base. She led a fundraising program benefiting a Christian orphanage, and her efforts were formally recognized with a letter of commendation from the Air Force. After Lyle's Navy service, their travels continued. Over the years, Vicki and Lyle made their home in Hazelcrest, Homewood, and Plainfield, Illinois, Hopewell Junction, New York, Cleveland, Ohio, Easton, Pennsylvania, Jensen Beach, Florida, and finally Minooka, Illinois. Wherever they lived, Vicki took immense pride in turning each house into a home. She had an extraordinary talent for decorating and filled her homes with warmth, creativity, and personal touches that were unmistakably hers. She wanted everyone who came through her door, family, friends, or visitors, to feel welcomed and at home. Vicki was an exceptional writer and a talented artist who loved painting, sewing, baking, decorating arts and crafts, and gardening. Her love of gardening led her to pursue the Master Gardener program, which she came within one step of completing. The garden she created at her home was designated as certified wildlife habitat by the National Wildlife Federation. In her later years, Vicki took great pride in driving a school bus for local school districts where her roots served children with special needs. The work and the children entrusted to her care meant a great deal to her. Vicki is survived by her husband, Lyle, her three sons and daughters-in-law, Jeffrey and Michelle Selk of Charlotte, North Carolina, Sean and Linda Selk of Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and Nathan and Allison Selk of Minooka, Illinois, and her six grandchildren, Jared and Amber Lee of Charlotte, Owen and Avery of Minooka, and Liam and Lila of Palm Beach Gardens. Anyone who knew Vicki knew that her grandkids were her most precious pride and joy. Vicki's life took her from a small Illinois town to places across the country and around the world. Through all the changes in places along the way, she and Lyle built a family and a life together. She loved deeply, created beautiful things, welcomed people into her home, and devoted herself to her faith and her family. Her family takes comfort in knowing that Vicki is now at peace and at home with her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A celebration of life for Vicki will be held on Sunday, September 20th, 2026, at 3 p.m. at Mission Bible Church in Minooka, Illinois. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that memorial contributions be made to the scholarship fund at Venture Missions. Donations may be made at www.venturemissions.net. Terry Carlson, 71, passed away on August 27th, 2026, in Eufaula, Alabama. He was born on December 3rd, 1954, at Iroquois Memorial Hospital in Watseka, Illinois. He grew up in Donovan, Illinois. His parents were Melvin and Maxine Carlson. Terry married Janet Meets Carlson on February 24, 1973. Together, they shared many years of marriage until her passing in January 11, 2015. On April 24, 2016, Terry married Susan Boma Carlson, who survives him in Eufaula, Alabama. Terry spent much of his life behind the wheel and took great pride in the trucking business he built. He was the owner and operator of Carlson Trucking Incorporated, dedicated many years of to the company and the trucking industry. Trucking was more than just a career for Terry. It was a way of life. He worked hard, took pride in doing things right, and built a business that became an important part of his life and legacy. He enjoyed weekend camping trips away with his family and friends. After retiring from trucking, Terry enjoyed having more time to do the things he loved. One of his greatest joys was fishing. He loved being out on the lake and could spend hours enjoying the peace and quiet of being on the water. Retirement gave Terry the opportunity to slow down, enjoy fishing. Some of his happiest days were spent with a fishing pole in his hand out on the water, enjoying life at his own pace. He is survived by his wife, Susan Carlson, and dog, Charlie, of Eufaula, Alabama, his daughters, Tanya, Jeremy, Martin of Crofton, Kentucky, and Terica, Mark, Grosvenor of Watseka, Illinois, and his grandchildren, Anthony Carlson of Champaign, Illinois, Janie Carlson, Diego Jackson of Crofton, Kentucky, Kaylee Martin of Crofton, Kentucky, and Mallory Austin Downen of Tolono, Illinois. Emma Jared Metcalf, Leah Robert Petrie, Abby Stone, Hannah Stone, and Samuel Stone, and great-grandchildren Abigail Metcalf and Rosemary Petrie. Terry is also survived by his brothers, Jim Kathy Carlson of Aroma Park, Illinois, and Brian Carlson of Donovan, Illinois, his sister Connie Sharp of Tryon, Georgia, and his cousin Mike Carlson of Iroquois, Illinois, along with many other family members and friends who will miss him dearly. Terry was preceded in death by his parents, Melvin and Maxine Carlson, his brother Dwayne Carlson, and his first wife, Janet Meets Carlson, and Susan's daughter, Marcy Stone. And again, my name is Lincoln, and I've been reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, September 10th, 2026. Have a fabulous day.